it was good to be able to take the series. I mean, Jack did a really nice job. Pitch count got him. First inning, a lot of pitches. But other than that, curveball was a good pitch for him today. A lot of swing and miss with that. Stole strikes with the curveball and the slider. Finished some guys up top with the fastball. Competed extremely well. And then the offense was phenomenal. I mean, up and down that lineup, there's just a lot of damage. Gorman had a really big day. Two big homers. Kiz with his. Goldie with the big swing. Newpar continues to swing the bat really well. Same with Donnie. So up and down that lineup was really good.
Jack did a pretty good job of pitching around some stuff, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He pitched through some traffic. Even that first inning was big. Threw a lot of pitches in the first, but still navigated it extremely well and got out of it. So I thought he competed extremely well today. Not everybody at once.
Sure. What have you seen from Andrew Kisner, who had his role reduced a little bit while you guys needed to evaluate Herrera? Prepares every day. We talk about his preparation levels, but stayed a level head in that situation and came out with a little bit today.
He's handled it really well. I mean, think back to when he was playing very little over the last couple of years. He still took that time to prepare extremely well as if he was playing every day. Herrera did a nice job when he was here, and he understood the situation. Didn't say a word, just kept his head down, continued to prepare, and then when he gets his shot, he does a nice job. I mean, you're never going to question his preparation leading into a game. That's one thing he does really well, and then today, a really big swing as well.
Probably lost in the five homer today, but Brendan Donovan manufacturing that second run, the second error in as many games, just by being observant on the base paths. I mean,
yes.
He's a guy that can't play the field for you guys right now, but can still impact the game.
He's doing everything else well. I mean, the only thing he can't do is throw and play defense, but he's running the bases extremely well. He timed that up perfectly. Good primary, good secondary lead, timed it up, and that was really good to see. Another big play was, I mean, DC comes in as a defensive replacement and ends that inning with that sliding catch. That was a big part of that game as well.
We talked about Newpar before the game. And this month leads baseball and walk percentage, but he also has some power. I mean, he can do a lot of things.
Yeah, he can do a lot. Controls the zone. He's not going to leave it when you come in. He can do damage. He uses the whole field. He's well-rounded, and he's continuing to do a nice job defensively and on the bases. So this is a complete player. He's done a really nice job.
He obviously hit the two home runs and three hits. With Gorman, are you seeing adjustments come quicker? As the league answers him one way, he kind of adjusts quicker.
Yeah, we started to see him chase it a little bit, fastball up, and then off speed down, and he's done a much better job of just shrinking the zone. If you see him chase one within that bat, rather than making an adjustment day to day, he's starting to make adjustments within at bats, which is a big part of this game at this level.